I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. First Germany, now Europe. The 15 countries that used the euro as a currency officially slid into recession today. And many financial experts say the United States is headed that way. Today, U.S. retail sales posted a record slump. This all comes as leaders from 20 of the world's largest economies head to a weekend summit in Washington. They'll try to agree on a plan to jumpstart the global economy and ways to avoid future meltdowns. The world's Jason Margolis has more.
Here's this weekend's challenge. Get 20 leaders from nations as diverse as Italy, Mexico, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia to speak with one voice. And the man at the helm, he has 2 months before he goes home to Crawford, Texas. That man, President Bush, says now is not the time to rip up the playbook of global capitalism.
History has shown that the greater threat to economic prosperity is not too little government involvement in the market, it is too much government involvement in the market.
But free market thinking is losing some luster these days. The drumbeats are growing louder, calling for a dramatic overhaul in the international finance system. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says the world needs to go further than just emergency measures, that we need a more European-style controlled world capitalism. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has called for a new Bretton Woods, the 1944 conference in New Hampshire that created the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. The Chinese say they want to exert more influence on IMF and World Bank decisions. That may be necessary, says Nancy Birdsall, president of the Washington think tank, the Center for Global Development. She's calling for a grand bargain between traditional powers and emerging economies like China.
You give money to our common collective institutions, you then obviously deserve and get more influence and power.
But the question is, will the traditional powers, the U.S. and Europe, give up some control over the IMF and World Bank for badly needed cash?
I think it is clearly in their interest to ensure the full engagement at the table of countries like China, India, Brazil, Turkey, Mexico, and so on. Why? Because we see very clearly that even U.S. and European growth in the next 6 months to a year will be very dependent on growth and successful policymaking in these other countries.
If European and U.S. leaders see things the same way, this weekend could mark a watershed. Harvard economist Jeffrey Frankel says no country likes to give up power, but it seems inevitable, and in this case, desirable.
We need their money, we in the broadest sense of the IMF, and the alternative is China doing bilateral deals with countries.
In other words, China and many oil-rich Middle Eastern countries have the cash. They're going to loan it out, so it makes sense for the West to have them do it through our global institutions. But Frankel says giving China and other emerging markets more of a say in the world's financial institutions wouldn't signify a dramatic overhaul of global capitalism.
The events of the last year have demonstrated that a fundamental rethinking of the financial sector and how it's regulated is in order. That's very different from saying a fundamental rethinking of the entire market system when it comes to the rest of the economy is in order.
Today, White House spokesperson Dana Perino cautioned that nothing will be solved overnight. But she said this weekend's summit will go a long way towards moving the ball down the field. It will then be up to President-elect Barack Obama to move that ball along. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.